This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. We're so happy to be back with you guys, and we're looking forward to diving into some more fun chatter. How have you been, Heather?
Good, good. Enjoying the nice, coolish weather, but I'm doing good. Getting in my workout routine.
Yeah.
My 75 soft. It feels like a full-time job, though.
Oh, it is. Anything like that, right? Like, we talked about it a little bit last week. Like, protein intake is a full-time job by itself. Like,
oh, my gosh. I really, truly think that being healthy is a full-time job.
It is.
Like, yeah. I was thinking, like, cooking and meal prepping and then, like, getting your workout in and making sure, like, you know, you go do your walk outside and you read your book and you, like, I just feel like you do all of that and then it's like, oh, I have to pick up the kids.
No,
like,
it is. It's over. Yeah. And are you physically reading a book right now or are you doing an Audible? Because I know that that can be different for some people too.
No, I'm doing that parenting book that I'm almost done.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying
to reading it. Like, yes. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm trying to decide what book I want to read next.
Yeah.
So it's between Housemaid and then doing the Lucy Score,
ooh,
which I think I'm going to do Housemaid because Lucy Score is already intimidating me with how thick it is. I'm like, oh, it's going to take me
forever. They're gigantic books. Like,
yeah, where I'm in the mood to just like read a simple book.
Yes. Yep. And Housemaid is. It's going to be very similar to like the Colleen Hoover vibe where you sit down with a 300-page book and then it's quick. Like you can go do the laundry real quick, come back, still know what the plot is, and then finish it up. So it'll be perfect for that.
I'm excited. And I'm ready for the movie to come out.
Yeah. All these fun movies. Like,
I know.
What was the other one that we just saw the article
for? They're Regretting You.
Yeah, that one's going to be really good. I feel like if you have not read that book, that one's also by Colleen Hoover. It is very nice.
Spicy.
Yeah, that one's really good.
I'm excited to see who they have. They, I don't think they've said who's going to be in that one. I mean, actually, they should because they said they're going to start filming next month. So they should
know. Oh, for Regretting You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to look that up.
Yeah. So we've got our, I think they have our casting for Verity and Housemaid. And so then we'll have to look up the Regretting You to see.
Oh, who's the casting for Verity?
I think that was, let's see. Verity has. It's famous people, too, that we would recognize.
I still haven't read that book. I need to get it together.
Yeah, that one is really good. So I think we've got Anne Hathaway and Josh Hartnett and who was the other person?
Oh, that's a good cast.
Yeah, that's why I think and everyone was really impressed, too, because once you read it, you'll kind of be able to pick and see how these
why characters. They chose
yeah, exactly. So that one's going to be pretty exciting. I think everyone, you know how there was a lot of kind of like mixed emotion with It Ends With Us casting? They did a better job with Verity. I think a lot more people were pleased with who they picked. And I think the same thing with like Housemaid. And then I look forward to seeing Regretting You. Like if we're going to have like this consistency of like really good casting for these upcoming books. So I'm excited. Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. I like watching. I definitely like when you like can read a book, watch a movie. A lot of people don't like that because they're like, it's never as good.
Yeah.
I think you go in watching the movie knowing that it's not going to be as good.
And that's right. Like when we watched It Ends With Us, I think we kind of came into it with an open mind because we already knew it just from the preview, it was going to be very different.
It shocked me.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I think it was a good movie. Yeah. Like, and I just kind of tried to separate it from the book. And I think that made it easier to like be able to appreciate both. So,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to start my book though. I'm just trying to close up this one that I've been delaying for a very long time.
No, that's good, though. I feel like it's always fun to, like, mix it up with fiction and nonfiction, so I'm here for it.
Yeah, we got to love parenting books.
Favorite genre.
But, yeah, I'm good. I just, it's like, it feels like I've been, like, cold plunging and
that's
making
good.
Sure, like, I'm stretching and making sure I'm working out. And even after I work out, I'm making sure I walk after dinner. And so I just feel like with obviously like normal life and then like homework and kids. And
oh, yeah.
I just feel like it's a full-time job staying healthy.
No, it really is. Yeah.
Like I could just grab something quick, but I have to like eat intentionally.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I have to make something now.
Yeah. This has to like count. So, like it has to be something that's going to nurture my body. Like,
yeah, like last night I drank a protein shake at like 8 o'clock at night and I didn't feel like drinking the protein shake.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I'm not even that hungry, but I needed more protein. I didn't have enough in the day. So yeah, but I like it. I feel good. I feel like I'm finally hitting the stride of like, okay, even if I'm not going to work out like super hard today, yeah, like I still crave to do something.
That's awesome. So that's good. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah.
How are you? How's your 75 going?
It's going well. I'm still in it. I haven't quit. The hardest part for me, it's like you said, the scheduling, right? Like there's times when I'm like, okay, I can choose to do chores or I can sit down and read a book or do a workout. So that's the hard part, is just scheduling as a full-time mom and homemaker. Like that's just challenging in itself. But I can't drink enough water. Like that's, it's winter time. So I'm one of those people, if I get cold, I'm not going to go chug an entire bottle of water. Like that just is miserable to me. So I need to get better about my water consumption, but it's going well. And I think it's also been perfect timing for us to have done this 75 soft this time, because it's post holiday where we just ate trash and drank alcohol and road tripped with fast food and stuff. So I feel good. I feel like that was like the perfect timing to just be like, skirt, like,
yeah,
time to reboot and start over. So.
Are you staying away from alcohol?
When's the last time? I'm not avoiding it. We did I guess that was before the 75 started. I had a seltzer. I've not been like over consuming alcohol. I've been socially drinking. So
I think that I'm not going to say I'm never going to have alcohol again, but I just don't think I don't get tipsy from it. Like I don't feel good from it. Like I just, I would have to drink an extraordinary, like a ton for me to even get to that point. It's just how my body, I guess, metabolizes. It doesn't make me like, it doesn't make me feel that way.
Okay.
So then I'm just like, why would I not just choose the like virgin mocktail?
Yeah,
I see. Like for the same flavor, if it's not going to affect me or give me like, I just want to feel a little like relaxed tonight. Or something. Obviously, I'm not saying like, when, you know, I'm not going to have alcohol because it doesn't get me smashed. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, like typically, I think a lot of people like to have like a nice glass of wine when they wind down before bed, because they do get like, you know, open up a book, have a glass of wine. It feels very relaxing. You can really slow down and just like be in that moment. So I think people like it for that.
Right.
So I don't get that feeling. Yeah, I was going to say it's disappointing then if you don't get that, because then you're not getting the like, it's so bad to like talk, we're like praising alcohol, but like the benefit of why people consume alcohol. Like, so it's a shame. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to do mocktails. And because I do get them, like I get a mojito because I like the mojito flavor, right? Like it's not because I like the rum flavor per se. I like the mojito flavor. So I'll just get a virgin mojito.
Yeah.
And then I do get sometimes like headaches based on like if I have a certain or like a cheap wine or I get those like, the sulfites in them?
Yeah. So different wines have different sulfates and stuff. Yeah.
So or sulfates, sorry. I don't know why I said sulfites.
See that too. I don't even.
So like, it's just not worth it for me, I guess. Yeah. And I have esophagus problems, like aka really bad heartburn and ulcers. So it's not good for me anyways. Yeah. So I'm just like going to try to stay away.
No, that's like, valid. Yeah.
I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, why would I be drinking this if like it's just messing up on my esophagus and there's like zero benefit to it other than like I like the taste, which I could do without the alcohol.
No, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I probably will have some alcohol at some point, but I think I probably won't have much at all, if any, anymore. It's just not worth it.
I don't know. I still enjoy my like craft beer at a brewery with a nice big juicy cheeseburger and stuff. So I don't know. Cutting it out entirely
Jackie gets really like loose and fun when she drinks.
I am a it's like happy. Party. Yeah, I'm definitely like the different categories of intoxicated people. I'm like the happy social drunk. So I enjoy that.
But you don't come off drunk.
No, I think also
you would have to get like really, really drunk to come off drunk.
Yeah.
Like you just look happy.
To be like a hot mess, like an intoxicated hot mess person. Yeah, that would be a different level for Jackie.
You're just talkative and like, let's go, guys. What are we eating?
What do you guys want to do? You want to go get pictures taken?
She was on the cruise. She took the kids and she, I don't know how many drinks you had, but you were like nice.
I was feeling good. Feeling nice. Yeah.
And she took the kids to kids care. And she was like videoing like chants in the elevator.
We had like a little dance like ceremony thing going on. And like we went and got like portraits taken and stuff. Like it was like I had my own little like glamour shots for them. I was like, take all five of them and take their pictures. Like, so it was really cute.
I know she came back. She's like, I took the kids thing. She had all these videos. And then she has like, and look at all these cute pictures I got.
It was so fun.
I loved it. They just thought you were being fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The kids had no idea. Photographer was like totally here for it. Like he's like, yeah, what else? What other shots do you want? Like,
and you're like, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I have a vision in my mind. Like, no, it's fun. It's fun. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing good on your 75 song.
No, I like it. I'm happy with it. I'm glad we did it.
Minus the full-time job.
Yeah. Minus the commitment and trying to squeeze everything in every single day. But it's fine. We'll get there.
Like, yeah. Minus if you haven't worked out and you have to work out at 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Like when you haven't had a chance during the day and it's like stuck at the end of the day.
Yes. I did that the other day and I was like, this is annoying.
Yeah. It's not fun. You're like, I could be doing so many other things.
Albert was watching TV and I was literally working out at like 10 o'clock in front of him just like – doing like my ab roller squats. And I'm just like, I have to get in my workout.
Yeah. No, it's a hard life.
So I am committed. I didn't sit on the couch at 10 p.m.
No, I know you. You're not the type that would like give in that easily. I already know that about you. So I don't even have to check in with you. I know.
I haven't been posting. I think Sunday everyone slacked on saying anything in the chat.
But I think we can continue forward and just kind of like let the weekends be the relaxed ones. For like not because we've been bombarding our group. We're trying to keep everybody motivated. So I think it's we could tell naturally the weekend was like very like low conversation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, it's been good.
Yeah.
I like seeing everyone's Jackie's killing it. The other Jackie.
Oh, I was like, I didn't do anything.
She's like, I did my like, wad and I did a kettlebell workout. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Cause she's going to the gym like really early.
Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. She's like by 6 a.m. She's like, I completed my workout. And we're like, what? I haven't even woken up yet.
Yeah. She is doing awesome with it for sure.
No, she's killing it.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing all the things.
Four kids, homeschool, and knocking out all of the requirements.
Real MVP there.
Yes. Yeah. She's going to win. She's winning the challenge.
And we're over here. Our kids are at school and we're like, it's hard. Yeah, it's how do we do this? But it's good. It's good. It's good. I'm excited because on Friday, we're going to Luca. And for those of you that are not in Miami, what a shame.
It's delicious.
Such a good Italian place. Their potatoes, their pasta. I'm just so excited. It's like a late little birthday celebration with Michelle and Ricky.
Oh, nice. That'll be good. Especially because
it's not really a real celebration. It's just like an excuse for me to go there.
Because it's delicious.
I don't want anyone to sing happy birthday. I don't even want anyone to mention my birthday. I just want to go there.
Yeah. No, that'll be really nice. It's a good way to celebrate.
Yeah. No. It's good. But I was thinking the other day, I was like, when I had made the reservation, I was thinking like, why? Okay. So growing up, like we went to chain restaurants.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was like we, you know, like my family specifically, we went to Outback a lot. Like that was our like dinner of choice. Now I feel like chain restaurants are not going to last much longer because I feel like, how often do you hear a family that's like, it's our tradition to go to Chili's every Friday or like, or I don't know, like any of the chain restaurants, you don't like people want the, like the cool urban, like, oh, you know, that really cool burger place or the pizza place. That's like, there's only one or two in the city or like, it's like not mom and pop, but like, you know, one and only. Why is that? Bougie?
I don't know. Maybe a combination of everything. Like, because that's, I've noticed that too. And I think I heard that somewhere too, that it's like, we're not going to these places anymore. Because what was that one restaurant? I think we were just talking about it.
Ruby Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah. Ruby Tuesdays. Like, Ruby Tuesday, I feel like, was kind of your standard, like, Applebee's, Chili's. Like, you'd have one in every
Tony
town.
Tony Roma's?
Yeah. And then now they're all gone.
Bennigan's?
Bennigan's. Like all these places that we kind of like became household names are now gone. And it's like, what's happening? So like there is some sort of change that's taking place where a lot of these chain and franchise restaurants are going out of business. And we're switching over to people more, their desire is for like you said, the non-traditional restaurants. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the only chain ones that are going to exist are fast food. Because, like, fast food ones get the hype, right? Yes. Like, you know, everyone's kind of on, like, a Raising Cane's hype right now. Yeah. At least in Miami they are.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously everyone's been on the Chick-fil-A hype.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is not going anywhere.
No. So, like, those kind of places, like, the fast food places are not going to go anywhere, even though Checkers needs to come back.
Oh, yeah. What is it in Miami? Is it a Hardee's? Or no, what's
Checkers?
It is Checkers. Okay. Oh, Rallies. Is that the equivalent, Checkers and Rallies? Is that the East Coast versus West?
I don't know. We don't have Rallies here.
Well, it's the same. I thought they were like same. Just like Hardee's versus Carl's Jr., where it's like one is... I thought Checkers and Rallies were the...
Checkers needs to come back. That's an underrated place. Their fries are bomb.
Yeah, I thought they were the same... Oh, yeah. It is. So Checkers and Rallies is the same restaurant. I'm trying to see what the divide is, though, because you know how Carl's Jr. and Hardee's is East Coast versus West Coast. So I wonder, is Checkers and Rallies, because I grew up or like I'm familiar with both and I feel like it is an awesome restaurant. But I'm trying to see like, so what do they have in Miami?
Checkers.
Okay.
There's not many, though. They're all leaving.
Oh, really?
They're all like, they're only in the ghetto.
Oh.
And they're like slowly closing down.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's like Macy's. Just an article came out that like 600 stores are closing.
All of our stores.
Florida.
All of our stores and restaurants from our childhood.
That's all of them, I'm pretty sure. Like, which I don't know what's going to happen because that's supposedly how, wasn't that how Toys R Us is coming back slowly? Yeah. Was they were in Macy's?
Oh, yeah. They joined up with Macy's. That's right.
And now Macy's is like,
so now Toys R Us. What is it? That giraffe? That's like our childhood. Yeah. Friend, yeah. He's gone now. That's it. Like that was his last chance was with Macy's, and now they're gone. I think Babies R Us was the only reason that they didn't like 100%
go
disappear.
Under. Before. Yeah, yeah. Now Babies R Us doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, you don't.
They
need
don't
it.
Exist here anymore.
I don't know if I've seen one in a while, but you don't need it anymore now that we've had everything switched to online for registries and stuff. Like everyone just goes straight to Target and Amazon. Like basically, like obviously there's other places too, but. Back in the day, it would be like you'd run to, what's the other store that went out of business? The household goods one that everyone switched to Amazon from. Oh, this is going to drive me nuts. It's in every city. Linens and Things and what was the other one?
Oh, Linens and Things.
And it was like the store that had all the towels and the blank, every section. And you could run in there with a gun when you got married and like you could scan all of your stuff for your bridal registry.
I want
Bed Bath & Beyond. That's the one. That like that, where it was like these stores had a purpose. Like my mom would be like, I need a new curtain. And she would go in there.
Wait, I used to go to Bed Bath & Beyond all the time.
Yeah, decorate the whole entire house. Mm-hmm. You could get exactly what you needed. And then now it's like obsolete because you can do that with Amazon. And I'm like, dang. So like,
have
we're
more
losing,
options.
We're losing all of our stores.
Like, yeah. That's my worry with all of this is that like, don't get me wrong. I love me some Amazon.
Yeah.
But I also want to be able to shop in person if I need to.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Is that a millennial thing? Do we enjoy to be able to like go to a store because we were raised that way? Or do you think that this is like just the way that the world is? Like everyone is just going to shop online.
I think everyone.
Because I know my mom likes to physically like go to a store.
Yeah, I think a lot of millennials do not like to go to stores. I don't typically like to go to stores, but if I need to go to a store, I want to have the option.
Okay, I see. Okay, so you would still, like, if you had a choice, you would still like pop into a store if you needed something.
Yeah.
No, I would too.
What are we going to do if there's no store?
I know, right? I'm one of those people that does enjoy shopping. I like to physically go into a store. I do get a high from that, like retail therapy. I like to browse. I like to see what's out there before I make a choice. And I get satisfaction out of that. So if that's gone, I think it does take a little bit away. Like shopping online is not the same. When I scroll through Amazon and I'm like, I need index cards, click, boom, add to cart. It's not nearly as satisfying as actually like walking the aisles, picking out what I want, comparing, like, so.
Jackie definitely likes that. She can go in a store and like just browse and buy nothing. And I'm like, how?
I don't know. It's very therapeutic. It's just relaxing. But I also, like I said, I like to see
all the
what's
things
out.
That you like are not buying.
Yeah. Cause I like to see
like,
what's available.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing too. Like, I think I'm also trying to be cost efficient by not buying every single thing that I see. Cause that could be a problem.
No, you're great. You have actually two of the best. Like, you actually do like shopping, but you will not just spend money to spend money.
Yes. Yeah.
Because most people like you just will just spend the money.
Yeah. Like, so for instance, right now, what's the upcoming holiday? We got Valentine's Day, right? So, like, I would love to just run into like TJ Maxx and Home Goods and literally buy the dish towels, the candles, the doormat, the door hanger. Like, but I know that it's like, that doesn't, I already have that. I don't need more. Like, and I don't, like, what's the point of that? Like the overconsumption things. Yeah. I'm really trying to like stay above the influence. Like,
but you're like, but I'll go there and look at
it. But I also like to see the trends, right? Like I like to see then what can I do to make my house look like this? Or what, you know, can I create this outfit with what I already have at my house? So I think I enjoy a lot of it. It's kind of like having a Pinterest, but in real life. Like, so I don't know. It's different.
I know.
They can't take it away from me.
I'm like, you want to go to the store? What?
Do you want to go shopping in real life? Like,
that's like my Alvaro sometimes will be like, do you want to go to the mall? And I'm like, no.
Why?
I don't know. Just to look around, like maybe grab the kid's shoes. I'm like, no.
That's true. I do know that about you. Because I think like over the time it's been like, oh, I bought these online. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I was like hoping I could go in store and grab these. Like,
she's like, Target? No.
Yeah. They don't have this at any of the stores? Like,
I just, yeah, that's why I said I'm part of the problem. Like, but I still want, I want my cake and eat it too. I still want the option.
Of course. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of people could probably agree. Like there's something about going into a store. And then you can see what you're getting too. I think it always comes back to that. Like quality and everything. So
yeah, like sense. I'm not going to buy, there's certain things I would not buy. Like online versus in person.
Yeah.
Like if I really need to go to on like a shopping haul because like I need new clothes, I will go in person.
Yes. Yeah.
Now if I'm just getting like, oh, I just need new leggings or something, right? Like something simple, then I can go to like Amazon or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm not going to do like a whole wardrobe haul on Amazon. I'll like go to a store.
Yeah.
Which I used to love Old Navy. And then I hated Old Navy for a while. It got a little old lady. Like there was a weird transition.
They did. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And I think we've talked about it here on the podcast before, the transition we've noticed with Old Navy. And it's like, ugh. Like,
well, it got really old lady and then it's gotten better.
Yeah.
Now, like they're starting to like have better fitting jeans and they're having like, they're coming up, like they're like activewear is cute now.
Yes. But
also Target is coming in hot too.
Yes. Did you see their new launch with the Pop Flex? Like all of their Cassie, is it Casey or Cassie? I don't know how to pronounce it. But like her athletic wear line is now available. She has like a more affordable branch that's available at Target. And I'm like, oh, that's so exciting. Her stuff's cute.
I don't know who she is.
She's the one that has that the tulle skirt that Taylor Swift bought.
No, I know her, the brand. I just don't know who she is.
She started as a Pilates, like a at-home Pilates instructor. Like her whole platform was kind of like our Caroline yoga instructor, or not the yoga, the fitness instructor. So she does stuff like that. And she started with like Pilates style workouts that you could do at home. And then she had like programs and like, you know, follow me on Instagram, that kind of stuff. And then she kind of moved where she like was able to release a clothing line and just kind of like a whole fitness apparel. Yeah.
I just thought she would just, I didn't know who she was. I just knew the brand.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. She's sweet.
Yeah. Their athletic line is like really coming in strong now.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten it myself, so I don't know like if the quality is good.
I feel like they try to keep up with the trends. I think Target does a good job with that. Like if you see they're like when, I don't know, some other brands have like bright colors, then all of a sudden Target's going to come out with like some bright colors. Yeah. Or like the straight lines that you have now with like the piping and stuff on like the sports bras. I'm noticing Target's doing the exact same thing. So I think that's cool that they're like, they're bringing us the more affordable option compared to like Aloe when they release stuff and it's like $80 for a sports bra.
Oh my god. Yeah. Like when I see people wear Lululemon, I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah. That's another example. Yep.
I have never even, I've seen, I think one time what one of the like items were like the price. And I was like, yeah, I'll never look on that website ever again. $90 leggings? Like,
no, it is wild. Yeah.
That's, I'm not expensive. Even paying $40 for leggings.
Yeah.
Like my $17, $16 ones from like Amazon are coming strong. They're still like years old and I love them.
I am a proud supporter of dupes. I love me some dupes. So whenever I like someone's like, oh, well, if you get these ones from American Eagle, they're just like the ones from Lululemon. I'm like, I'm there. Which ones? Tell me. Like, what color?
She's like, free people dupe.
Yes. Yes. If you need free people dupes, I'm your girl. I'll find them for you. Like, I'm here for it.
Okay. Yeah, because like, and people are always like, oh, but you're supporting the Chinese brands. Like, you know that like Free People's getting it from these same manufacturers, yes, right?
Yeah. There's so much. And I love that. It's always so satisfying to see when you like go and look at like where something's produced. Like you look at the just the tag. It already gives away so much information on the tag. Like a lot of like more expensive boutiques. Like I don't want to throw names out. But you'll look at the tag and it's like the exact same manufacturer as like an Amazon legging. And I'm like, hello.
And they're charging like so much more.
Yeah.
So much more. It's crazy that you can just put like Kendra Scott, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
You can just put like, that is just gold plated jewelry. Yeah. It's not gold filled. It'll not gonna
turn
last.
Green. It's going to change colors.
It's literally going to turn green. And she'll charge $112 or $150 for it when you could literally get that same necklace on Amazon for like $5.
Yeah. And they all turn green at the same, or like change colors and tarnish at the same time.
They're the same thing. And I'm like, they're just paying for like, what's the other shoe that everyone loves?
Goose. No, Golden Gooses. Is that what they are? The ones
where
they're those sneakers that
are
like
beat them up.
Yeah, and I actually saw like a cute video of someone who had taken a pair of like really fresh white sneakers, tied them to the back of like their bumper, and drove. And they're like trying to get some Golden Deuces or Gooses, where they like now they're dirty and beat up. Just like I'm just like wow. Like
I don't understand the spending $500 on shoes that are like
scuffed,
falling apart.
Yeah.
Like
I'm like
blatantly scuffed shoes for several hundred dollars. Like
I don't understand that.
No.
I'll never understand.
What a wild world we live in. Yeah. I'm like, and people like really care about the brand.
Yes.
Like in our society. Like they're like, if I had the same shoes but they weren't Golden Goose, they're like, oh, what is that? And you're like, oh, you know, and immediately like
frown upon that it's not. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I save my money because now I'm going to Cabo with these the money that I saved. Like,
I really want to, I am more of a like travel and do stuff than a like material, like name brand. You won't catch me dead with like a, I don't know, a Louis Vuitton.
Oh yeah, yeah, like yeah. Yep.
Anything.
Yeah.
Or like a name brand purse. Like, no.
I think I like nice things. Like I do appreciate like a name brand thing, but I think my problem is nowadays there's so many fakes and dupes. It's really hard for me to justify dropping $1,200 on like a Louis Vuitton purse.
On the same item.
Yeah. So like then I see someone who walks around then with like the dupe that they got in New York City and I'm just like, I don't like that now. Like to me that I can't justify spending that amount of money on something that I can get for the same price that like you'd only be able to tell if you opened it up and looked at the liner. Like it's just really hard.
I don't understand the, like, how did we get to this point as a society?
We're
like,
very
that's
vain.
Like the Birkin.
Oh, yeah.
The Birkins. That are like, aren't they like $500,000,
$300,000? Yeah. And is it the Hermes bags? I might even be saying that wrong. Where you it's like a waiting list because they only make so many of them. And you're like, you have to be on
so
a list.
So Birkin and Hermes are the same.
Oh, right? Are they?
The same company.
Shows
so
how
I think,
much. I know.
I think I've heard that you have to spend so to be eligible for a Birkin, you have to spend so much money, like hundreds and thousands of dollars with Hermes first before you're eligible to buy a Birkin.
Dang. Okay.
Like you basically have to be like, I'm a loyal like person for you.
Yeah.
Now I can buy the bag.
Have I earned the privilege to purchase this now?
Wow.
Right. Okay. Shows so that I'm definitely in the tax bracket to be eligible for this.
Yeah, like how did we get to, like how much money do you think a Birkin bag costs to make?
Oh, I mean, $100 probably, or whatever, because it's probably real leather. I'm going to give them that. They're using nice quality.
Course.
You know, they're going to be hand
stitching no more
things.
Than like $200, $300
for
right?
like time and quality of materials. Yes. Yeah.
Even if you want to put $1,000.
Yeah.
It costs $1,000.
Yeah.
Right. Even if you want to put it like that.
Yeah.
They charge like hundreds of thousands of dollars on the item. How do we justify like that? They're just ripping us off for the name.
Yeah. I don't know.
I bet you I could find a dupe for Birkin.
Yes.
I bet you I could find a dupe.
We're like, going to be on the hunt now. To
one
find a
that
good
looks
dupe.
Just yes. like it. Because Birkin bags are simple.
Yeah. No, they are. They don't have like a print or something that we're looking
Nothing.
For. Yeah. You're right.
Nothing.
Yeah. We're going to hop on some Shein and some Temu. Find us a Birkin bag.
For Birkin. We type in Temu. Birkin bag.
And we're probably going to find a nice one.
And I bet
one.
You a bunch.
Yeah.
Goes like,
yes. It's like, which color? Which one do you want?
I just... It's like, when did we make that shift in society where we're just like, we're buying the brand. We don't care about like we don't care that it costs you 50 cents and I'm buying it for $800.
Do you think this shift, because I kind of see it as like, okay, so rich people and celebrities always bought these nice things, right? Because they could afford it. They're going to buy the Lamborghini. We're going to buy the normal family car because that's just where we're at in our lives. Do you think this also has shifted due to social media? Like we have now the access to an influencer and a celebrity every single day. We can see their lives. They're changing purses every day. They're buying a new purse as soon as it drops every single day. But I feel like in the past, did we have that influence to feel like we needed to show off with like brand names and expensive products?
I think we did. We saw it. We just didn't care.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh my gosh, I love Hilary Duff's outfit. But like, I wasn't like, okay, let me go buy it for $400. I was just like, I just love it.
Yeah.
Like, I like the style. Yeah. Like it just it's mind blowing that celebrities like walk in and buy $120 white t-shirt and you're like.
And then they want us to buy it too. Like then it's like, oh, you can also find this, like achieve this celebrity's look here. Here's a list of the stores.
I saw this girl and I was like, she basically broke down celebrity outfits, right? And like gave you like cheaper versions of it. And so one of the outfits I was like, I had never followed her. I just happened to see her like in my popular page or something. And I was like, oh, that's a really cute outfit. Like I'll go to the LTK to see like, cause her whole thing is she gives cheaper outfits.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can get these jeans for $180. That was her cheaper outfit. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I can't even follow it. Like you're not even in my realm.
We're still wrong. Like, we're not right. Like,
yeah, like just the jeans for the whole outfit were $180. I'm like, this is not cheap. Mm-mm. And everyone was like, oh my God, I love those jeans. Like, give me the link. And like not anyone in the comments batted an eye.
Yeah. I believe that.
When did normal salary people start shopping way out of their budget?
I see that all the time now. That's definitely a thing for sure. Where we're prioritizing that, where it's like, this new clothing line launched this specific thing. I'm going to go buy it. But at the same time, I'm going to complain because I don't have enough money to like bring home good groceries every week, like, or car payments or whatever else is going on in their lives. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Or a good example of that is the Apple iPhone, that people are willing to break the bank on this iPhone that drops every year, but then they can't afford basic necessities. And I'm just like,
yeah, they're complaining about the eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
But not about the $80 leggings they bought.
Yeah.
Like how they're not complaining about how expensive the $80 leggings
are. No, no way.
That eggs went up.
No, but you like their leggings, right? You're going to compliment them on their leggings. We're going to like, you know, flatter them with their clothing choices. And so our priorities have shifted. It's a total, something has happened in society that's like our priority now. And it's a shame. I don't like it.
I do think Gen Z is coming in a little bit better. I think, at least from the Gen Z around me, I feel like I am seeing a shift that they're just like, where can I get this cheaper?
Yeah.
Like, where can I get this like on Temu? Or where can I get this as a dupe on TikTok shop? Or where can I think they're willing to, I just don't think Gen Z is as, like we've talked about with pimple patches and stuff like that. They're less likely to wear makeup, I feel like, than millennials.
But I'm curious though, because does Gen Z also include the 14-year-old girls who are running to Sephora with their Stanleys and Lululemon pants and scuba neck sweaters?
I'm not sure when the cutoff.
Because I feel like they're the ones.
I'm thinking of like the 19 and 20.
Yeah, because I was gonna say them. I could see being the ones that are like, I'm gonna be a little bit more cautious with my purchases and stuff. But I feel like then the ones behind them, they're the ones that are mommy's buying me the new Lululemon.
So you think it's flip flopping?
Yeah, because I feel like look at the Christmas wish list that you've seen, like just on social media or like a celebrity talking about what they bought their kids. It's insane, and I even see it in my kids, like their classmates, when they show up with their like really nice, cute things that I, as an adult, am just now purchasing for myself because they're expensive. Like a Stanley. Like the Stanley craze has taken over elementary school. And I'm like, how is a $40 tumbler making its way down to like 10-year-olds? So I feel like
they all got recalled for blowing up. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. But I'm trying to like use it as an example. Like they have like the Apple Watches, the Lululemon fanny packs. They I know, go you said to all Sephora.
The kids have Apple Watches, right?
Yeah, and then they have like Drunk Elephant skincare. Like that stuff is expensive. Like I was still using like Neutrogena, like because that cost me $7 at Walmart.
Apricot
like,
scrub, girl.
Yeah. So like, I just feel like, is there a like there maybe is a gap where they're prioritizing to be a little bit more aware of what they're doing in their consumerism, but then we also have it like coming from the next group of kids.
Yeah, I think that is society. I think it's constantly flip-flopping. Yeah. It's like one's better at something and then it kind of goes just back and forth, back and forth. But I think my thought is the older Gen Zers right now were raised still kind of by our parents' age a little bit. Gen X? And so Gen X kind of became not so bougie.
Yeah.
Whereas now the 13 and 14 year olds are the millennials.
Yes.
That were bougie.
And they're being influenced by all the things now. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
The millennials are the ones that are like, you know, I got to go to my Starbucks every day. And the little kids are watching that.
Yeah.
So we needed to have our kids not be like that. I didn't walk into a Sephora until I was like 25.
No, I had no business in there. Like my paycheck couldn't support that. I had my one like nice foundation and the rest of it was crap from Target or Walmart. Like, what's the new cute lip gloss? Okay, $6. Like, here it is. That's it. That's all you're getting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a whole new world out there.
It is. It is. And I hope we can get back to like being a little more humble and normal.
I think we can. We're trying. We're doing a good job. I think our kids are okay. For now.
I hope so. All right. So we have been slacking on our hot takes.
Oh, yeah. We have been.
I made you come up with a hot take.
Yes.
So here, what is your hot take?
Yeah. So I hope I don't get canceled for saying this. This actually ties into what we just... It ties into what we just talked about with like...
Don't cancel Jackie.
Yeah, like consumerism and just like celebrity influence and Birkenbacks, okay?
Okay.
So as you know, as everybody knows, we've got some tragic stuff that's happening in California right now. Fires are taking away livelihood for tons of people. Like it's actually really awful and it's sad that it's still ongoing. Yeah. But I have a problem with celebrities complaining on social media about the loss of their belongings in their homes, because I just think of the normal people who can't afford to rebuild their home. But then we have celebrities who have vacation homes all over the world and are like trying to shove it in our face that like we should almost feel bad for them, when it's like, of course I feel bad. I don't want anyone to lose their house or, you know, their belongings. But I'm just like, there's so many people who can't afford to rebuild their homes. So I don't know.
Yeah, like hot take. Sorry, guys. Families. No, I agree with you. Like the normal families that like they were just living paycheck to paycheck. And then with all this whole insurance stuff, now they're like not covered. And like me and you couldn't afford to just like literally rebuy our house.
No way. that doesn't exist. Like,
because that would in essence mean you're like literally buying two homes.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't do that.
No.
And so I feel bad. There are some celebrities like, you know, Tom Segura, the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He lost his home.
Okay.
The only reason why people know he lost his home is because of Joe Rogan. Mm. He happened to mention on his podcast. He has said nothing about his house. He hasn't done a woe me. He hasn't done it. He's literally posted like, you know, people know he lives over there. So he's posted like resources that you can like reach out to or donate to or whatever. But he said nothing about himself.
Mm. So that's kind of a breath of fresh air. And I get it. Like, of course, I'd expect a celebrity to share that with us, right? Like a lot of these celebrities share their day to day with us. So, of course, naturally, they're going to be like, by the way, if you can notice the flames behind me. Like, I get it.
But then it's like, if I was a celebrity, don't you mindfully be like, there's people that really have no money. Maybe I should just not share anything.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that would be the gentler way to go about what is currently happening to them and their fellow neighbors and people who live in the same city as them who maybe are not in the same tax bracket as them. That's why I'm like, why is that all that I'm seeing? And I know it's always like...
Like Paris Hilton.
I
lost my vacation home.
And I was like, ooh, like that's kind of like... I love you, Paris. Like you were stepping out in a right direction for us. Like these past couple of years, she's been doing great things. Like she's a mom now. We've talked about it before. Like we want what's best for her. So then when that happened, I was just like, I was like, icky.
That's not her main home.
No, right? It's not. I'm like, that's a little icky, Paris. Like, take that one down.
Like, yeah, like, just don't mention it. Right? Yeah. Isn't that the, like, but I think that is a way to get attention, too. Yeah. Like, that's a way to end up in the media again. Yes. That's a way to, like.
Because so now everyone's hung up on Paris. Like, she's the one that everyone's talking about. And I'm like, dang, like, she did a good job. She put herself out there, and now everyone's talking about her. Like, whether it be good or bad, like, donate to Paris. And Heidi? Or, yeah. Have you listened to any of Heidi's songs?
No.
Okay, so back in the day, everyone knows our beloved Spencer and Heidi from The Hills. They kind of gave people a little bit, back in the day, they gave us a little bit of an ick, right? They weren't
our. Not a little.
We're being honest.
You're being so kind. Yeah. Out of an a ick. Lot of like ick, every time yeah. they came on the screen, you're like,
ugh. Yeah, because they did some goofy things, so they kind of just
they're mentally like
yeah, but they've gotten sick. Better. So that's the thing. They kind of disappeared because they're like all they had at that time was The Hills. I want to say Spidey, but we're gonna identify them differently. So Heidi dropped an album back in 2010. And Spencer, of course, was being like a super proud husband, super proud of her and supportive of everything like that. But that's all they had. They kind of just disappeared. They just mm-hmm. had their house in California, had their kiddos, just living normal life. They were affected by the fires. And Spencer's been he's very active on social media. Like Spencer, if you guys don't follow Spencer on TikTok, he's hilarious. He's constantly on there just doing random stuff. But then obviously he was vocal about the fires and, you know, what this has done to them as well. So they are. Like they're not comparable to Paris. They don't have five homes, and you know, this probably is going to be difficult for them to bounce back. But he went ahead and like basically talked about that and then talked about some of Heidi's music, and now she's hit number one on iTunes because people are wanting to have they can't give them money because like obviously we're normal people and we can't afford it either,
or we don't want to.
We're choosing not to.
We're like, Apple, you can pay her.
Yeah, so they're getting a little like monetization from her old music, and I just thought that was so funny. Like,
how did that happen? He pushed it out.
Yeah, he like, talked he about like, it on social
media. He didn't so he say was like if you want to support us.
Yeah, so like, you know, in a way of not asking for money and stuff. And he's like, of course, a proud husband of what Heidi has done and her album and everything. So it's just funny because this is from 2010. So we've got music that's coming back alive right now. And it's
terrible, no?
Yeah, it's very 2010 pop, but it's like Heidi. I don't... Yeah. She wasn't a Britney Spears. She wasn't a Jessica Simpson. So that's what we have. So people are listening to it. She's getting a little bit of money from it. So I think it's just kind of cute that it's like someone from our back in the day life is now like... making a little bit of number money one. For five. Yeah. She's number one on iTunes, and she's making a little bit of money to help with their fire situation. So I was like, that's very interesting. Not what I would have put on my bingo card for 2025. Like,
yeah. I mean, Jackie, if she can bring it back from 2010 with her awful music and be number one, sky's the limit.
We can do anything.
We can do anything.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Nothing can hold me back.
I have high hopes for our podcast, which I want to get, since we are a millennial podcast, I saw Kate Steinberg, you know, the girl who always like OG millennial girl that always like,
she makes, posts like funny, really funny reels. I was gonna say, her stuff is so funny. It's so relatable and funny.
She is basically our friend now. no, I'm joking. But she has liked our videos. And so I'm like, is she our friend, and will she come on our podcast?
Ooh, do we shoot our shot? Do we reach out to her?
We need to shoot our shot and message her and be like, Kate.
Yeah.
You've liked our videos.
And she's a vibe. Out. I feel like she'd be so fun to chat with just because her content is so relatable and it's very nostalgic.
It is.
And it's stuff we've talked about on the podcast. So I feel like she'd be such a fun guest if we could get her.
So we need to, our goal this year is to have more guests and... and not just be us. And that's who we're going to shoot our shot with first.
Yeah. Yeah. We're reaching for the stars. If come Spencer on, Kate. And Heidi can do it, we can do it.
Come on, Kate.
Yeah.
So hopefully this year we're going to have more guests. So you don't just have to listen to us.
But that's fine. I hope people like listening to us.
I mean, we have gotten good feedback that people are like, you know, we do enjoy listening to you. What our goal was mm-hmm. to just have like a friend in the room while you like drove or dropped the kids off of school, or you were cleaning or whatever you're doing, working but not working, was to just feel like you had a friend in the room.
For sure.
And so far, the feedback we've gotten is that that is what is happening. So that's nice. That was just our goal. There's no, like, we specifically have this intention of, like, we're going to give value and we're going to, like, I mean, sometimes we might, but, like, it's not going to be, like, our podcast is about this.
Yes.
Or this. It's just kind of, like, we just want to be your friend. And that's it.
No, for sure.
So hopefully we're
fulfilling our goal.
Yeah,
for sure. I think we are. Yeah. I like that.
Yay. Millennial mom chatter. But yeah, I'm glad we're going to bring the hot takes back.
Yeah.
I like that hot take. I agree with you. Like, this is the moment to, like, share a resource and just hush.
Yeah, it's like step back and just, like, take it one day at a time. Like,
Paris, you have time. Like, you have time and money. And this is your second home to rebuild your house. Yeah. We don't need to hear
about
it.
She's not homeless. Like, she's not now having to live out of a suitcase. Like, so that's the part.
I'm like, just, like, some other people probably do. Yes,
exactly. So it's awful.
Yeah. So I like your hot take.
Thanks. I'm glad it wasn't.
Don't cancel Jackie.
I swear I'm a nice person.
Well, it was nice chatting.
It always is.
Be sure to rate our show, please. It's just one click.
Yeah.
Rate our show. Share it to friends.
Yeah, share. And we are, if you are looking for a way to share us, you can share us from Spotify, but you could also share us from our Instagram page and our TikTok page and YouTube. So it's super simple to just toss that on an email, a text, an Instagram story, all of it. Like,
yeah, from Spotify, you can literally just, like, share it to your story, like, straight from there. Follow us on YouTube.
Yeah, you can like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us along on YouTube. It'd be super helpful. We're just trying to grow this community so we're able to share with everybody all around the world. And we love being able to have these conversations with you guys. So be sure to comment, and we can bring these questions to life here on the podcast.
No, yeah. So please do that for us. It's very simple. And it helps us a ton. But again, thank you for chatting, and we will chat next week.
Bye.